making external changes. If I could ask a question, inner self-attention, it seems, doesn't need any particular set of circumstances, but what do you feel is the correct attitude toward making external changes in one's life? Does Prarabdha Karma just move easily along, or do you think what feels like a move by me is called for? My life is quite open right now. There is sometimes a restlessness to want to be part of a sitting somehow, as opposed to my quite alone way right now. Then, though, there is often great gratitude for such opportunity for solitude. California, USA. Sri Ramana Maharishi's teachings relating to the decisions we make in life that affect our outer circumstances is very clear, yet incomprehensible to most people. He says that all the activities we are destined to undertake in this life are already programmed, as it were, and we have no freedom to accept or reject them. By this, it seems that when we fall out of our mother's womb, the book of our life falls out with us, and we have no choice but to act in accordance with the script written on each page. But the Maharishi goes on to say, everything is predetermined, but a man is always free not to identify himself with the body and not to be affected by the pleasures or pains consequent on the body's activities. Not to identify with the body is the only recourse or freedom we have, he says. Not many can accept this statement. It just sounds so fatalistic on the surface. But let us say that we do choose not to identify with the body. We detach ourselves from its activities and cease to identify with the mental activities also. Will the body drop dead? Not likely. Our activities will go on according to the script written by the author of the universe, and amidst the activity or inactivity, we will be free, resting in peace and eternal happiness. So, to your question, does Prarabdha Karma just move easily along? I would say, yes, certainly. The trick is not to identify with it or attempt to direct it. Our self-asserting will only produce internal conflict. In practical terms, for the sadhaka, it is best just to attend wholly to what presents itself to us right now and forget all past and future. We must trust in our Guru, our God. He will do what is best for us. Editor.